Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today, I'd like to share a very important truth with you. In fact, it's more like an instruction or a counsel, and that is to say, do not allow success to stop you. Do not allow your today's success to become an obstacle to you. Do not allow your success, the success you have recorded so far in your life, in your career, in your goal, and on the project you are working on, to become an obstacle to you. Why I'm saying this is this. When we set goals and reach them in life, there is a great joy that comes with it. I mean, you want to pop something, whether it's you want to pop yogurt, or you want to pop another thing, whatever thing you decide to pop, and someone like me, when I get the result, I actually said, I go and take suya and kunu, or take colonial yogurt. Now, whatever thing you do when you reach a goal you have set for yourself, or that you reach a goal or an expectation in your business or company, what happens is that you celebrate and you are happy. However, it's unfortunate that a lot of time this celebration and happiness turns to something bad. That is to say, it becomes a disadvantage instead of an advantage. It becomes a disadvantage when we allow the euphoria of having attained success, having attained our goal, reached our goal, met expectations from us to become an obstacle for what we can achieve in the future, or to limit us from reaching out to greater and higher goals that are ahead of us. That is why today I want to suggest to you, I want to almost clearly instruct you, do not allow today's success to become an obstacle to you. Do not allow today's success to become a limitation to other higher successes you can get in the future. Do not allow the results of today to become a reason why you will not reach out for higher results. That is my candid counsel and suggestion today. Now, why I'm saying this is this. Success is good. Everybody knows it. And it comes with different kinds of things. If you call that success in your business, in your company, where you work, it will come with one striking thing. And that is the fact that you'll be recognized, you'll be appreciated, and you'll be thanked. No doubt about that. However, you have to be careful to ensure that that success does not become a disadvantage to you. Why do I say this? With the recognition you get in your company, with the more money you now have, with a lot of sales you have, with the high traffic you have on your website, for instance, plenty of people in your church, that's big congregation you now have in your church, they're all of those things are things of joy. However, if you are not careful, they will limit you from reaching out for bigger success because you settled as, oh man, I now have 5,000 traffic every day, or 1 million people visit my website every day, or in this church, we now boast of having 4 services each seating 100,000 capacity people. You know, you say those things and you feel like, oh, there's no bigger places to reach out for. Or you now say, all my mates in secondary school and those I graduated from university with, there's none of them that have built their own house. But now I have a house in VI, have in Port Harcourt, Abuja and all that. And you go and settle down. Or you say, all my mates are still employed, but now I have my own radio stations. And you say, no, you forget the fact that after having your own radio stations in 6 places, there is nothing wrong with making sure it's in every state in Nigeria. You understand what I'm saying? Whichever one fits you or whatever thing you are doing, what the point I'm making is this. There is this risk or danger that comes with success. And that is the fact that sometimes we become complacent as a result of success. We refuse to reach out for higher success. We forget the fact that there are greater things we can get. There are more important results we can get. There are higher statistics we can record in our businesses, and our bank accounts can even grow bigger. There's something I want to tell you. There's no amount of money I'll make on this earth and I feel I won't make again. What can happen is that if I make the money and I won't have use for them, I'll continue using it to do other businesses. This is what I'm saying. I built 6 radio stations scattered in 6 geopolitical zones in Nigeria. I'm using this as an example because this is what concerns me. And oh God, every month, what comes to me as dividend is 100 million naira every month. And someone will say, like, can you finish spending 1 million naira in a month, my whole family and household? Maybe it's not possible. And so what are you doing with 100 million naira? I say, good. Now that I've acquired this, I will now go to make sure that every radio station that I own is found in every state in Nigeria. Now, in your own case, it may just be a school or something like that. Or you are working for somebody, you don't even have your business. And now you have beat, you are now the top salesperson, because they say you should be able to make a sales volume of 100 million naira in a month. And they ended up making as much as 500 million naira. Therefore, they made you the regional manager and gave you an award. If you allow the award and the promotion to stagnate you from reaching out for higher results and higher goals, then success has stopped you. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you allow the fact that, oh, the world say you are the guy, your posts on Facebook, your website, your writings on your website, your articles, your artwork, your music is wow. And you feel like, oh, I have arrived. Therefore, you do not reach out for higher results. You do not reach out for higher downloads of your music, higher viewership on your television and all that. Then you have become stagnated by success. And what I'm teaching you today is this. Do not allow yourself get to that point where success keeps you from reaching out to a higher success. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let the success you have recorded today spur you to reach out for higher success. Let it help you understand this truth, that since you have been able to achieve this, there is more you can achieve that lies ahead of you if you reach out for it, if you step out to actually get it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, despite the success you have recorded today, reach out for more success. Stretch for more success. Begin to ask yourself, what can I do differently? What can I stop doing? What can I start doing that I'll be able to record more success than I've recorded in the past? You understand what I'm saying? Again, I want to tell you this. When you begin to reach out for more success, having achieved great success that is very visible, a lot of people like you, like say, this guy is very greedy. What is this thing looking for? Does he know you want to own the whole world? You know that kind of talk. Do not mind them. There are people that are okay with the little they have gotten. Because a lot of people don't have anything. The little they get appears to be so big. Therefore, they relax. Do not listen to them. God owns the whole world and he will gladly give it to you if you are his son. You understand what I'm saying? Therefore, reach out to own the whole world if that is what it means. That is to say, when you have conquered the whole of media, for instance, myself, and I noticed that anywhere I am in Nigeria, if you tune in your radio station, even if you're inside a hole, you'll be able to get signal of my radio. I say, good. What about making sure that those in Ghana, UK can listen to our radio? So all our radio stations are linked on the internet. I say, no, we are done with this. Now let's begin to train broadcasters, because as we are expanding, some others are retiring, so we need fresh people. You start off a school. My point is this, no matter what you have recorded as success, continually ask yourself, what can we do more? How can we reach out for more? What other territories are yet to be conquered? What other results can we get? If you continue to do that, you will never be beaten by competition. If you continue to do that, you will ever remain relevant. And very importantly, if you continue to do that, God will look down and tap Angel Gabriel. He said, Angel Gabriel, can you see my son? He's fine. He said, this guy is good. When I give him one thing, he multiplies it. When he multiplies it, he multiplies it again. That is how life is wired to be. If you settle at your success and say, fine, I now earn 100 million naira a month. What else am I doing with money? He will come to you at night and tap you and say, my guy, you are going to die this night because I'm going to take your soul. That is what happened to the man. We read the story about one parable in the Bible where it was talked about a man that decided to stop his band and say, I'm not going to work again. God expects us to continually get results. Remember, every result you get affects another person's life positively. If I build more businesses, more people get jobs. I understand money will come back to me, but that's not the essence. The essence is that more people get jobs and more people begin to learn the righteous way of doing business and how to do things for themselves. You understand what I'm saying? The point I've made today is very simple. When we set goals and put in our best to get it, we will be able to get those goals and achieve success. However, we must be careful to ensure we do not allow success to become an obstacle to us. Do not allow success to stagnate us from reaching out for higher goals. By ensuring that no matter what we have recorded today as success, we'll ask ourselves, what are bigger successes to attain? And we'll start stretching, working, strategizing, and planning to get to that point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform. with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter and LinkedIn at brojid world. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.